about a mile outside of Ballymahon in South County Longford. Across the road from us was a large farmhouse owned by a farmer whose cousin, also a farmer, sold my parents the plot for their home, which they began to build themselves in 1977 or so. There's a photo of me as a newborn sitting on my young mother's lap, while in the background glows the concrete of our sitting room floor, it yet to be carpet tiled. To the right and left of our house appeared homes that came from the Bungalow Bliss book of house designs. These neighbouring houses were lived in by young families with whom we became good friends. These structures were all single story, about 15 to 20 metres across and 10 metres deep. Each had a pitched roof of dark brown tiles. I would say each neighbour had between a half and 3 1/4 of an acre of land. To the rear, there was open farmland, and this was where we would go to adventure. All of these houses had large horizontal windows on the front facade. The predominant window size was based on off-the-shelf concrete lintels and sills, made in large quantities by concrete companies that had begun as family affairs but grew with demand. During this period, there were more or less 4 standard window frames, and these were advertised in later editions of Bungalow Bliss. It became a one-stop shop for information on how to build a house. Bungalow Bliss itself was first published in 1971 by a Jack Fitzsimons of Kells, County Meath. It was a book of house designs that buyers could use to build a home for themselves affordably. Over its 30-year lifetime, it sold 250,000 copies and produced a new vernacular in Irish housing, replacing much of the previous housing stock of 1 or 2-roomed cottages. Some saw these new houses as an architectural blight on the landscape. Others saw them as an important option for people hoping to dwell in Ireland. As our family grew, my parents added extensions to the original bungalow. In the newer part of the home, there is a framed aerial photograph of the house taken in the early 90s. Last year, I found myself looking at this photograph for some time. In it sits the bungalow, my father's engineering office, to the front of which lies a mound of turf, delivered there by my uncle. From front to back across our site span 2 electrical wires, drooping from between 2 timber poles. The more I looked at this photograph, the more I realised that these things and spaces are the objects of a fascination that has sustained me for over a decade now as an artist and a writer. Home, in this case then, becomes a place where my fascinations most reverberate. Thank you.